我们看旧约圣经，在列王记上第九章，列王记上第九章。
Let us turn to the Old Testament, 1 Kings chapter 9.
我们中文圣经是430页，430面。列王记上第九章第一节到第三节。
First Kings chapter 9 verses 1 through 3。
所罗门建造耶和华殿和王宫，并一切所愿意建造的都完毕了，耶和华就二次向所罗门显现，如先前在基遍向他显现一样，对他说，你向我所祷告的祈求的我都应允了，我已将你所建的这个殿分别为圣。最后这句话很重要啊，使我的名永远在其中，我的眼我的心也必藏在那里。
After King Solomon had finished building the temple and the palace and everything else he wanted to build, the Lord appeared to him again as he had in Gibeon. The Lord said to him, I have heard your prayer. I consecrate this temple which you have built as the place where I shall be worshipped forever. I will watch over it and protect it all the time.
大卫王一心一意想盖个礼拜堂。
King David, all his life, he wanted to build a temple for God.
但是神不允许他做这件事情。
And yet God did not allow that to happen.
因为神说他的手杀过人，流过血。
For God said his hands been shed with blood of murder.
因为圣殿是一个和平的所在。
Because we know a temple is a place of peace.
流人血杀过人的人没有资格去盖礼拜堂。
A murderer is not worthy to build the temple of God.
神就叫把这件建堂的事工交给大卫的儿子所罗门来做。
And therefore God gave this building the temple, this task, to his son Solomon.
因为所罗门的意思就是和平的君王。
Solomon, the word means the king of peace.
只有一个和平的君王能够建造一个和平的圣殿。
Only a king of peace is worthy to build the temple for peace.
耶稣基督在世上的时候只用两次洁净那个圣殿。
When Jesus Christ was on earth, twice he consecrated the temple.
耶稣赶出了许多在圣殿里面做买卖的，卖以鸽子换银钱人，都把他赶出圣殿。
Jesus went into the temple and he drove those that were doing business in the temple away.
他说这是万国万民祷告的殿，你们却把它变成贼窝了。
And he said to those people who were selling doves and coin changers, and he said to them, he said, this is the place where all people worship God, and you have changed it to a den of thieves.
所以主非常看重这个圣殿。
Therefore God really, our Lord Jesus Christ, he really looked upon on this temple.
这个圣殿要常常要分别为圣。
And this temple needs to be distinguished.
等到这个圣殿洁净之后，你就看见三种的福分都临到了。
And when the temple is consecrated, we can see three types of blessings come upon it.
这三种福分是什么东西呢？就是神的名、神的眼、神的心都临到这个圣殿。
And what are the three blessings that we are talking about? And that is first, God's name,God's eye and God's heart.
这就是刚才我们所读的圣经所给我们提供的亮光。
And this has come about from the scripture that we have just read.
所以今天的信息可以说是圣殿之福。
Therefore, the topic for this afternoon's message is the blessings of the holy temple.
你记得吗？上一个主日我们讲圣殿之乐，快乐的乐。
You remember last week we talked about the joy of the holy temple.
可见圣殿就是提供福跟乐的地方。
Therefore, the holy temple is a place that brings about joy and blessings.
我们需要常常保持分别为圣，使这个地方圣洁， 我们才能够享受福跟乐。
We need to be distinguished from the world. We need to be consecrated in order to enjoy joyfulness and blessings.
在圣殿中间，我们可以享受的福分。
In the holy temple, there are blessings that we can enjoy.
第一就是神的名在这里。
First of all, God's name resides here.
这就是说明我们这些人都是属乎神名下的人。
What that means is we, all of us, belong to the name of God.
我们是称为基督徒，是属乎基督的人。
We are called Christians. We belong to Christ.
我们祷告时奉主的名祷告。
When we pray in Jesus' name.
我们聚会奉主名聚会。
When we have a meeting, we meet in Jesus' name.
我们传信息奉主名传道。
When we preach in our Lord's name.
我们祝福的时候奉主的名祝福。
When we give the benediction, we give the blessings in Jesus' name.
我们一直活在主的名下。
And we live under the name of Jesus Christ.
我们称为属乎名下的人。
And we are called those who are belong to God, to Christ.
那么这个福分呢，是在圣殿里面特别显明出来。
And this blessing is especially clear evident in the temple.
我们一来到圣殿，就享受第一个福分，就是归属感。我们属乎他。
When we come to the temple, the first blessing that we enjoy is a sense of belongingness.
Yeah, belonging.这个归属感在这里很给我们提供一个很大很大的激励和安慰。
And this sense of belonging gives us a great comfort.
因为我们是成为神的儿女，我们是属乎神的名下。
But we have become children of God, we have belonged to the name of God.
我们一到这里边就想到，哦，原来我是属乎耶稣基督的人。
And when we come here, we remember and we are reminded the fact that we belong to Christ.
一来到圣殿，好像又提醒我们跟神的关系是那样的亲密。
When we come to the temple, we are reminded of the close relationship we have with God.
哦，也会提醒我们说，哦，我这个人是上帝的儿女，不能够再走世界的那种道路。
We are also mindful of the fact that we are the children of God. We no longer can walk the road of the path of the world.
这个归属感是很宝贵的一个感觉。
The sense of belonging is really a precious one.
重新提醒我们的身份和地位。
Once again, it reminds us of our position, of our prestigiousness position.
让我们晓得我们这人是不同凡响，不是一般的凡夫俗子。
It tells us that we are distinguished from the world.
我们乃是一个神的儿女，属乎神名下的人。
We are children of God. We belong to the name of God.
那么，请问神的名什么意思呢？
Now let me ask you this, what is the meaning of this belonging to God or the God's name?
我不要请诸位翻圣经了。在旧约里面，在出埃及记三章十二节里面怎么讲？三章十四节怎么讲？
In Exodus 3:14,
那里面告诉我们说，神说我的名就是自有永有的。
And there it says, God said, I am who I am.
这是中文英文翻译不同的地方。就在这里，英文说我就是那个我是，这句话不大好懂。
Here we see English and the Chinese version are quite different. English says I am who I am.
在精通希伯来文呢，告诉我们说这个中文的翻译啊，就是 paraphrase， 用意译法把那意思译翻出来了。
But if you look at the Hebrew, you will know that the Chinese translation is a paraphrase translation.
什么叫做 I am who I am？ 什么叫做我就是那个我是呢？
If we look at the English version, it says, I am who I am. What does that mean?
那就是中文所讲的自己有的而且永远有的。
And that means self-initiated or self-beginning and also everlasting. And that means last eternally.
自己有的说明神的来源。
Self-beginning, that talks about the beginning of God.
永远有的说明神的特性。
Everlasting talks about a characteristic of God.
神是自己有的，就是不是受造，他不是谁把他造成，他本来自己就有的。
When we talk about self-beginning, that is saying that God was not created. God is self-beginning.
一切都还没有了，宇宙万物都没有了，这个之前就有了神。
When nothing had come about, before anything was, there was God.
必须如此，他才配做我们的主，做我们的神。
And in order for God to be our God, He has to be that way.
因为他是超越一切，比一切都早都先。
For He supersedes and precedes everything.
这说明神是自己有的。
And that is, God is self-beginning.
而且他这个有是有到永远，永永远远有，不会有结束的，没有完，没有一个结，到最后结束的，没有结束的。
Not only that God's existence is self-beginning, but also His existence is everlasting with no end.
这就是永恒永生的意思。
And that is the meaning of eternal.
我们有这样的名是属于我们的。
When we have a name that belongs to us,
我们在这个名下也能够与我们的神同活，一直活到永远。
And we shall be able to live with God forever.
我想不知道一般基督徒弟兄姊妹是否常常想到这个名的宝贵。
I don't know whether Christians oftentimes think about the preciousness of the holy name.
我一想到这个名的宝贵，就会带领我，保守我，脱离我对世界的爱慕。
When I think about the importance, the preciousness of this holy name, it helped me to stay away from the attractions and the evilness of this world.
所有世界上虚荣虚华，那些凡是虚伪的东西，虚妄东西，虚假东西，所有虚的东西，在这个名的面前都不存在，都没有地位了。
All the vain, all the emptiness, all the names, all the reputations, all the fames, all the monetary material things have become valueless.Have become devalued when it comes before this true name of God.
因为我们的神是永恒的，我们在他里面是永恒的，是真实的，虚假的，暂时的都要过去。
For our God is holy and is eternal, and all temporal things shall fade away before Him.
那么到了新约时代，这位神来到人间了，他更再一次把他的名更清楚地显示给我们。
And in the New Testament, when Jesus Christ came to this world, He manifested Himself to us.
所以耶稣来了，他说我是道路，我是真理，我是生命，若不借着我，没有人到父那里去。
And Jesus Christ, he said, I am the life, I am the way, I am the truth, and if not by me, no one can enter unto the Father.
这是这位旧约时代的神到了新约时代，再一次把他的名字更清楚的，更明白的，更深入的向我们大家解释。
God himself in the Old Testament showed himself, but in the New Testament, through Jesus Christ, he manifested himself again more clearly to us.
所谓道路的意思就是说只有这条路能够跟天上的神来往和好。
When Jesus says, I am the way, and that means that is the only way that we can be reconciled with God.
所谓生命就表示说它是永恒的生命，不死的生命。
When Jesus says, I am the life, that life is the eternal life.
所谓真理，它是绝对的真理，不是世界相对的真理。
When Jesus talked about I am the truth, that is an absolute truth, not the relative truth in the world.
这是这位旧约时代的神，到了新约时代，他就把他自己的名就告诉我们了。所以彼得就说，除他以外，别无拯救，因为天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
In the Old Testament, God has revealed himself. In the New Testament, Jesus Christ manifested himself. Therefore, Peter, he says that there is no other name by which we have been given, by which we can be saved.
这个名既然如此宝贵，我们今天来到圣殿享受这个名，我们应当记住，这是强调加强我们的归属感。
Since his name is so precious, when we come into the temple, we ought to be reminded that this name helps us to confirm and reconfirm of our sense of belonging.
我们既然属于他，我们就应当向他，就应当凡事跟他，凡事与他同一个步骤，同一个方向，同一个声音，走一条他所定规的路。
Since we belong to him, we ought to imitate, we ought to be like him, and we ought to have the same likeness, we have the same direction,We have the same type of voice, same type of action, same type of thoughts.
你晓得在希腊当中有一个亚历山大这个大帝，这个皇帝是很有，这个人很勇敢，会打仗。
We've all heard about the Alexander the Great in Greek history.
那么这个王有一天他发现他的部下有个士兵啊，跟他一个同样的名字，也叫亚历山大。
One time Alexander the Great, he heard that there was under him a soldier also by the same name, Alexander.
他就把这个士兵叫来了。
So he called this man.
说你既然跟我同样的名字。
He said, you and I have the same name.
你现在要做个选择。
Now you ought to make a choice.
是两个方法。
Two ways.
一个方法赶快换名字。
One is to change your name.
因为你不配跟我同样名字。
Because you shouldn't be having the same name as I do.
他是个王，他那个是小兵，那你不配跟我同样的名字。
You're not worthy of having the same name.
第二个方法
Secondly,
不要改名字
Don't change name.
要从此努力你要做一个像我一样这样的人
And that is you have to really try to strive hard to live up to your name.
这个士兵很有志气
And this soldier was very, very ambitious.
他说我的父母给我叫我这个名字我就不能改改不了不能改
He said, my parents gave me this name, I don't want to change it.
我现在愿意接受你的挑战我就是要像你
I want to accept your challenge. I want to live up to the name. I want to be like you.
这个士兵倒说的话算数。
And he was really carrying out his promise.
不久就打仗。
Later on, they had a battle.
敌人很强大。
The enemies were great.
那么亚历山大带领这个士兵他们一大队军队去打仗。
Alexander the Great, he was leading the soldiers.
到了一个时候这个差遣这个士兵他们到一个最危险的地方去。
That was the time that they came upon a very critical point.
人人都看出来那个有去就是没有回来不会回来非死不可。
Everyone knew that going that direction was a one-way street.
这个皇帝就问他说亚历山大你现在接受不接受我这个命令
And so, so Alexander the Great said to the soldiers, said, do you want to accept my orders?
这个士兵说我已经发誓了我要像你你说什么我一定做到要像你一样勇敢啊。
The soldier said, well, I have taken an oath. I want to be like you, so just give the word and I'll go.
这皇帝明明告诉他说你知道不知道你去你自去啊活来的希望 活着回来希望太少了。
And Alexander the Great said, well, you know, going this way, the chance of you coming back alive is very slim.
你如果怕我马上换一个人你不要去。
Now, if you are scared, just let me know and I'll get somebody else.
这个士兵坚持要去。
The soldier insisted that he wanted to go.
他说句话非常美。
And he said something.
去是必须的，活不是必须的。
He said, to go is necessary, to live is not.
这句话很美。去是必须的，你要去打仗去，我回活不活那不并不重要，不是必要。
And we have to pay attention to these words. He said, to go is necessary, to live is not.
后来果然这个士兵打死了。
And sure enough, this man died on the battlefield.
亚历山大就给他亲自写一个墓碑。
And so Alexander the Great wrote on the epitaph,
他的名字说这是一个真正跟他的名字相符的人。
And he said, this is, here lies a man who lives up to his name.
我读到这个传记我很感动。
And when I was reading about this biography, I was touched.
我们今天叫做基督徒啊。
We are called Christians.
那个 Christian 那个字就是 Christ 底下加个 IAN, 那个三个字就是拉丁文的 little 一点小小这小基督基督徒就是小基督的意思
Christians the Christ and then IANs the IANs mean little so it means little Christ
我们就是个小基督
We are little Christ
我们能够像基督吗
Are we like Christ
基督为全人类去死
Christ died for the whole human race
救人脱离罪
Delivered all of us from sin
他把那份大爱神的大爱在十字架上流露出来
And he revealed his great love on the cross.
我们今天是称为基督徒。
And today we are called Christians.
我们有没有一点这样舍己的心愿？
Do we have this willingness to sacrifice ourselves?
我们不要说，哎呀，为别人舍命，不要讲这么高，唱这么高调。
Let's not talk about sacrificing our lives for other people.
我们肯不肯为着别人的缘故牺牲一点我的好处呢？
Are we willing to give up a little of our rights or good benefits?
为着人家一点点好处牺牲我点面子肯不肯
Are we willing to sacrifice a little bit of our face for other people?
为着别人的好处牺牲一点偏心成见可以不可以
Are we willing for other people's sake give up a little bit of our own prejudices?
别忘记我们是叫做基督徒、啊、
Let us not forget our names are called Christians.
我们应当像基督
We ought to be like Christ.
这里讲到归属感就这个意思
Here talk about sense of belonging, and that is what it means.
我们属于基督，我们应当像基督。
We belong to Christ, we ought to be like him.
来到圣殿是蒙福的地方。
Coming to the temple is a place of blessings.
如果我们不像他，我们就不能得到这个福分。
If we are not like him, we shall not receive this blessing.
不但不能得到这个福分，而且我们觉得内疚，我们里面有亏欠，良心有控告，我们一定没有平安。
Not only that we won't get the blessings, but we will have guilt inside, we will have accusations.Inside.
神的话讲得很清楚我的他的我的名在这里名第一然后说我的眼也在这里我的心也在这里三样都在这里
God said this very clear He said my name dwells in this temple My eye resides in the temple and my heart is in the temple. My eye is in the temple, that tells us about a sense of security.
因为圣经里面有清楚明白的应许，神说我的眼目遍察全地，要显大能，帮助向我心存诚实的人。
In the Bible, God has promised that my eyes shall look upon the whole land, and will examine all hearts, and to review those who have dedication and devotedness to me.
那么神就是要鉴察一切，
and God examines all,
特别是鉴察人的内心。
Especially the hearts of men.
那么我们来到主的面，来到圣殿，就想到主的眼睛在这个地方。
When we come to the holy temple, let us be mindful of the fact that God's eye is upon us.
我们虽然看不见他，他的眼睛看得见我们。
Even though we cannot see him with our physical, with our eyes, but his eyes are upon us.
如果你知道有一位无所不在的神一直在昼夜的看着你的话。
If you know that there is an omnipresent God who is looking at you all the time,
我想就能够救我们脱离犯罪。
And I think just that thought alone can deliver us from sinning.
一个人为什么会犯罪呢？因为他忘记了神。
Why is it that a person commits sin? Because he has forgotten God.
诗篇九篇十七节说，恶人者就是忘记神的外邦人都要下到阴间，忘记神就作恶。
In Psalm chapter 9 verse 10 it tells us,What is a one who committed evil, and that is one who has forgotten about God.
什么时候我们把神给忘了，什么时候我们就会犯罪作恶，一定。
Whenever we forget about God, that is the time that we commit sins.
所以我们常常想到神的眼目在看我的时候，我们就享受一种安全感。
Therefore, when we remember that God's eyes are upon us, then we enjoy the sense of security.
这个安全感是在什么地方？是站在基于能够免于犯罪的自由里面得到。
When we talk about sense of security, it is only achieved or attained when we are free from committing sins.
我们有一种恩，蒙恩就能够免于犯罪，可以不犯罪，能够不犯罪，这是蒙最大的恩典。
You know, when we have grace of God, the biggest grace of all is free from the bondage of committing sins.
圣经里面有很多榜样和见解。好的是榜样，坏的是见解。
And the Bible talks about many, many good examples and also many bad warnings.
那个约瑟，年轻的约瑟，被他哥哥们卖到埃及去了。他能够拒绝一个女人的诱惑，不犯奸淫罪，是为什么？他看见神在那里。我怎么能够犯这个大罪，得罪神呢？
Joseph, when he was sold by his brothers, he was able to not commit the sin of adultery, resist the temptation of committing that sin, and the biggest reason is because his fearfulness for God.
圣经描写他是在一个人家里面做管家的。
The Bible tells us he was a housekeeper in someone's house.
那个家的这个家庭的主妇啊，非常的败坏。
The hostess of the house was a very evil woman.
啊，天天引诱这个男人犯罪。
Forever she was trying to tempt.Joseph,
不止一次，也不止一天，常常多次的要引诱他犯罪。
More than once and more than one day, she tried to have Joseph sin.
但是约瑟始终能够拒绝，因为什么？他始终看见神的眼睛在看他。
But Joseph was able to resist all these temptations because he felt that God's eyes were upon him.
所以最后那个女人拉他犯罪，他把衣服都脱掉，跑掉，走掉。
Finally, Joseph, we know that he fled away with his outer garments off.
他说我怎么能够得罪上帝做这件坏事情呢？他不说我怎么敢做这事得罪你的丈夫，不说得罪上帝，他看见上帝在那里。
He said, how can I sin against my God? He didn't say, how can I sin against your husband?
而另外一方面，反面的一个话就是一个大卫王，他看见一个女人在洗澡。他就犯了眼目的情欲，就犯了杀人罪、奸淫罪。
On the other hand, we know King David, he committed adultery when he saw someone, a lady bathing.
因为他忘记了神的眼目在看他。
He forgot that God's eyes were upon him.
所以什么时候你忘记了神的眼睛看你，你就不安全了，你就会犯罪了，你就危险。
So anytime you forget that God's eyes are upon you, then is the time that you are in danger, you may commit, sin.
我们的安全感是建立在知道 神在注意我，在这件事情上我们才有安全。
Our sense of security is based on the fact that we know that God is watching us.
我们常常觉得神就在这里，就在我面前，就在我前后左右，都有神的眼目在看，我们这人就会约束自己，不敢乱来。
The more we know that God is around us, God is right here with us, the more we become constrained and disciplined, with God's, teachings.
连做圣工都没有例外。
You know, even in the realm of serving God.
旧约时代的摩西，他要出来侍奉神。
In the Old Testament, when Moses wanted to serve God,
他看见埃及人欺负他的同胞希伯来人，他就看见没有人，左右观看没有人，就把那个埃及给杀掉。
He was trying to help his own people,Hebrews, and so he, killed an Egyptian.
他以为这样做是侍奉神了。
He thought by doing this he was serving God.
圣经说他左右观看没有人，看见没有人就动刀船，他忘记了虽然没有人看他，有一位神在看他，他忘记了。
The Bible says that he looked around, Moses looked around and found no one there, so he killed this, Egyptian. And he forgot that God's eyes were upon him.
结果他就跑了，逃难，逃到米甸旷野去了。
And so he went into the wilderness.
这件事情他让他，因为他犯了这个罪，他就在米甸旷野40年之久，神罚他在那里做什么？训练他的眼睛看见神在那里。
So he was in the wilderness, we all know, for 40 years. For what? For the fact that God wanted to train him to tell him that God's eyes were upon him all the time.
我们要求主常常训练我们的眼睛看见神在这里。
We pray to God that God will train our eyes that we may be watchful and mindful of the fact that God's eyes are upon us.
我也要求弟兄姊妹准许我往下说。
I also ask you to let me continue.
我们觉得我们聚会之前呢，我们大家都忘记了神在这里。
I feel sometimes before the meeting we forget that God is in this temple.
在这个很好的一个聚会地方，缺少一点恭敬虔诚的气氛。
In this great place of meeting, we are lacking something, and that is the atmosphere of devotedness and consecration.
可不可以让我们在神的面前立一个新的约呢？我们到神的面前来，可以不说话，进来安静祷告，预备我们的心。
Can all of us have a covenant with God that when we come into the holy temple of God, let us sit tight, let us be quiet, let us meditate upon the words of God?
我们到神面前来，让人家觉得神的确在这里。
As we come before God, let all of us feel the presence of God.
就是我们的口舌就不要犯罪，我们就要有一种恭敬、虔诚、严肃、安静一种态度。
And therefore, let us not chit-chat. Let us keep quiet. Let us have a solemn attitude toward God.
我们必须有这样的一个态度，我们在神的面前才会享受这份安全感。
We must have this type of attitude before we can enjoy the sense of security.
第三，我们来到圣殿还要享受神的心，就是一种责任感。
Thirdly, when we come to the temple, we also want to enjoy God's heart, and that is the sense of responsibility.
这个心跟责任感有什么关系呢？
What is the relationship between heart and sense of responsibility?
神说我的心在圣殿中间。神的心是什么呢？他愿意万人得救，不愿意看见一个灵魂沉沦。
God says, my heart is in the temple. And what is God's heart? He wishes that all may be saved, not one to be lost.
那么我们来到这里，想到神的心在这里，想到神怕有一个灵魂沉沦，你看看我们的责任感是不是就起来了，就兴起来了。
And when we come into the temple, we are mindful of the fact that God's heart is here. We are mindful of the fact that God wants all to be saved and not one lost. Don't you think that we know at that time that we need to preach the gospel?
想到我们没有办法满足神的心，我们没有尽到本分，没有尽到责任去传福音救灵魂。
And as we think about it, we know that we are not able to fulfill the great commission of God, and therefore there rises our sense of responsibility.
这个责任感是有种各种不同的表现。
The sense of responsibility has many expressions.
我们常常在生活中间可以看到有各种不同的责任感的表现。
Many times in one's life, we are able to see many different expressions of sense of responsibility.
有一年在日本的东京举行了世界的一个运动会。
One year in Tokyo, there was the World Olympics.
他们在东京湾举行划船比赛。
And they had a rowboat contest.
来自世界的各国有18队，都是最优秀的划船选手比赛划船。
18 teams of representatives from different countries have come to Tokyo for that contest.
划船划到一半，忽然起了海风，很大的海风。
And in the middle of the competition, all of a sudden there was great waves.
大家正在竞争的时候，有一条船翻了。
And one boat, turned over.
那是个 Australia 就是澳大利亚的一个船。没有人理他，他船翻了。
And everyone just went on the competition. Nobody tried to help them.
在他旁边有一船是瑞典的船。
The Sweden boat, however,
他一看到，他立刻停下来去救人。
They stopped and they tried to save these people.
等他一救人，把人救上，他再划出去了，他就变成最后一名了。
Now, of course, when they, after they have saved these people, they became the last.
结果呢，他就说了，他说我看人命比那个金牌。更重要，我的责任感在人命救人，不是要单单得金牌。
And the representatives from Sweden, they said that we look at these lives, human lives, as more valuable than the golden medallion. And he said, my sense of responsibility lies on the human lives, not on the gold medallion.
那么第一名的是什么呢？划船第一名是个西德的一个泰州的选手得第一名。
The West Germany representatives won the contest.
那个西德队里面一个主划最照见的那个选手呢，他在比赛的前一天晚上啊，接到个电报说他父亲死掉了。
This team leader of West Germany, he just before the contest, he received a cablegram saying that his father had passed away.
那他就想一想，我要不要奔丧回去呢？我要不要回去呢
？And he was thinking to himself whether he should just give up on the contest and go home.
这个问题，如果领导从台湾来的人，一定回去了。
Now, something like this, come to someone from Taiwan probably
returned.
Because the Chinese, we see this as something very important.
但是你晓得那个西德选手不回去。
This West German, he decided not to go home.
我的父亲已经去世了。
He said, now my father has already passed away.
我离开他到外面来比赛的时候，他告诉我一句话，父亲告诉我一句话。
Now, when I left home, my father said to me,
你要尽一切的力量为国家争光。
Try your best to bring back this gold medal.
所以现在我父亲死了，我不会回去奔丧，我要努力要争取得到一个金牌。
And therefore, now that my father has died, I don't want to give up the contest. I want to get this victory for the country.
就果然他得到金牌了。
And sure enough, he got this gold medal.
他说我的责任感在国家。
He said, my sense of responsibility lies on my country.
就看见我们生活中间因为个人的看法不同，价值观念不同，我们的责任感也不一样。
Therefore, you know that we all have different value systems. We all have different ways of looking at things. And therefore, our sense of responsibilities are also different.
但是请注意，基督徒只有一个价值观念。
But may I remind you that Christians, we only have one value system.
我们没有两个价值观念。
We don't have two value systems.
我们的价值观念就是说，神的旨意如何，就是我们的道路。他的旨意就是我的道路。这是我们的价值观念。
And our value system is that God's will is our way.
主要我做什么，我就做什么。
What God wants me to do, I will do.
我没有自己的标准。
I don't have my own standards.
我没有自己的选择。
I don't have my own choice.
我也没有自己的标杆。
Nor do I have my own goal.
我的标杆是神定规的。
My goal has been set by God.
我的选择是神替我选择的。
My choice has been made by God.
我在神面前已经放弃我那个自由意志。
Before God, I have given up my self-will.
我知道神给我定规才是最上好、最美好。
I know God's choice is the best for me.
我的价值观念就是遵行天父的旨意。
My value system is to observe the words of God.
所以在这样情况之下，我们能够高举神的心，我们的责任感就在这个地方显明出来。
And under these circumstances, the more we are able to exalt God's will, the more we are able to indicate our sense of responsibility.
圣经告诉我们说，人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透？
The Bible tells us that man's heart is so evil that no one is able to detect how evil it is.
所以我们没有办法把自己的心啊作为一个标准，根据我的心里想怎么做什么。我们必须以基督的心为心，那才能够真正产生一个健全的责任感。
Therefore, we no longer can use our own heart, our own conscience as a standard. We have to use God's standard, God's heart as a standard, and that gives us a sense of responsibility.
因为我们的心有时候真正是都充满了自私自利。
So many times our hearts are full with selfishness,
也有邪恶，也有诡诈，也有骄傲，也有嫉妒。
Wickedness, and also jealousy.
那我今天早上在第三家讲道。
This morning I was in the third home of Christ.
那么在正道之前有一位弟兄他是学土木工程的给我谈到这个公路设计的问题。
A brother who is a civil engineer, he was talking to me about the construction of highways.
他就讲到台湾那许多那个公路的设计都是这边学过了回去到台湾去做，这完全跟那个跟美国一个方式一个样式的。
And he was saying so many of the highways that are built in Taiwan are built by engineers who were educated here, and so you can see the same pattern of design.
我就想到第二次大战的时候，美国总统罗斯福的一个谈话。
And that reminded me of a conversation of President Roosevelt during World War II.
罗斯福总统讲到。他说知识是好的但是知识如果没有真理在那边引导他这种知识给自己带来的是痛苦是罪恶。
Roosevelt, he said, knowledge is good, however, if knowledge is not led by truth, and that will bring people, hazards and evil.
他就举例来说这个高速公路啊就 freeway 上有很多那个抛锚的车子啊常常被一些什么人下流社会人就把它偷了偷了就抢去了。
And he said on the highways you see many cars that have a breakdown. And these cars many times are taken away, by the gangsters, by the people who are, car thieves.
他就说一句话，他说没有知识的人去偷那个高速公路上的那个抛锚的车子，但是有知识的人呢，就偷了整条的公路，他都偷掉了。
And he said those that don't have knowledge, they're able to steal those breakdown cars on the highways. Now those who have knowledge, but without truth, they take away the highways.
这是什么意思吗？
You know what that means?
那些有知识的人在他设计整条公路的时候都偷工减料，什么都做，什么坏事都做出来。
Those who have knowledge, who are educated, but do not have truth, when they are designing the highways, they may be putting things in there which shouldn't be, or they are taking things, that should be in there away,to save manpower, save resources.
所以严格讲起来，这个知识对人的好处啊，必须它里面有主的生命。当有主的生命在里面，这些所有知识都能为主服务，那才是真正的好。
Therefore, knowledge alone is not good. Knowledge with the truth, with God's blessings, that is truly good.
因此，我们今天思想到这个主的心在哪里。我们这责任感就油然而生了，就生出有责任感来的时候，我们应当留下印象。
Therefore, today when we talk about wherever there is God's heart, there is sense of responsibility, and there we make a impression of God's work.
责任感、归属感、安全感、责任感是每一个人正常的人都应当接受的。
And here we are talking about the three senses: the sense of belonging, sense of security, and sense of responsibility. They all belong to a normal Christian.
当我们来到圣殿的时候，我们真正被圣经讲，我们要分别为圣，我们的心为殿。当我们心中洁净了，来到神面前享受的，就是这三种部分。
We need to be like what it says in the Bible, and that is we need to be consecrated. When we come into the temple of God, our hearts are consecrated, and we become the temple of God, and we are able to enjoy these three blessings.
所以当年所罗门建好了圣殿在神前祷告神说我已经听了你的祷告我已经把这个殿分别为圣
Therefore in the scripture that we just read it says God says I have heard your prayers you know after King Solomon had built the temple and he consecrated it to God dedicated it to God God says I have heard your prayers and I have made this distinguished from the world
那么当这个圣殿被分别为圣的时候，福分就从天倾倒下来。
And when the temple is distinguished from God, from the world, the blessings come upon this temple.
那么在今天新约时代，圣经说我们基督徒的心就是神的殿。
Today in the New Testament era, we know that the hearts of Christians, we are the temple of God.
所以我们需要先洁净我们的心。
And therefore we need to sanctify ourselves, we need to consecrate ourselves to God.
把心中一切不讨神喜悦的东西洁净。
And we need to remove all the evil thoughts, all the things that are not pleasing to God's sight.
然后神的名、神的眼、神的心都在你的心里。
And then and only then, God's heart, God's eye, and God's heart will come upon us.
那么这三种神的祝福临到的时候，
When the three blessings come upon us,
我们心中就有一个火热，就会产生一种真是极大的要偿还债务的这种感觉。
Then we have this sense of urgentness, eagerness to repay the debt of God.
因为我们晓得我们今天是活在一个蒙福的光景中间，我们人在福中要知道福，也应当去感恩，要去图报。
Because then we realize we live in the grace of God,We are thankful for God's grace, and we want to repay the grace of God.
真是能够这样做的时候，我相信不但个人灵性长进，教会也会兴旺。
When we are able to do that, not only that our spiritual lives will grow, but also the church will grow.
那么要想做到这一步，就是还是我们的老话，这个基督之家应当大家都投入侍奉 ，involved， 都投入侍奉，一同来侍奉主，我们才能使这个圣殿的福分。真正领导每一个人。
When we want all these blessings to come to the temple of God, all of us in home of Christ have to join hands together to serve God.
那么19世纪美国一个布道家 D.L. 穆迪他讲了一句话，他说在侍奉主的道路上人难免都有错，但是最大的错就是一个指头都不动。
D.L. Moody in 19th century he said, when one wants to serve,He is not going to be able to avoid committing mistakes. But the biggest mistake of all is if he doesn't move a finger.
我们宁可是做而错，不要说是不做，也落在一个没有神的祝福的光景里。
We would rather be wrong, but continue to do it, rather than be afraid of being wrong and therefore not do anything.
到了明，这是到了明年的四月，我们第一家就是五年了。
The next April, we shall see our fifth anniversary here.
我觉得我有一个很沉重的负担，有个责任感，需要向弟兄姊妹交通。
I have a very heavy burden that I need to share with you.
特别是神给我们预备一个新的环境。
Especially now that God has given us a new place to meet.
大家都很欣赏这个地方，因为这个地点比较合适。
All of us like this convenient location.
但是还有一个问题，就是说这个时间的问题，到底聚会时间什么时候最合适？
There is also the second problem, and that is what is the most appropriate time for us to meet?
我们昨天我们第一家同工会讨论过这个聚会的时间的问题。
Last night we had a co-workers meeting, and we were talking about what is the appropriate time for the worship.
我们希望能够在聚会中间知道有多少人希望维持这个下午三点钟的聚会。
As we were talking about it, we were hoping to find out from the congregation how many of us like to have the same time, in other words, to maintain the same hour.
或者是要改时间，改到上午去聚会。
And if there are any, how many are those who like to change the worship time to the morning?
我们同工中间做了一个分析，我们也希望在会众中间知道大家的反应。
Last night we had a show of hands, and we also like to find out the feedback from the congregation here.
我不知道现在这个时间下午三点钟对于弟兄姊妹是否不方便。
I don't know whether this time, you know, 3 o'clock in the afternoon is inconvenient for any of you.
如果觉得这个时间很不方便，不好聚会不方便，可不可以举个手看看有多少人觉得不方便
？Those of you who feel it's inconvenient, would you raise your hand?
举手不要客气嘛，你觉得不方便你举手，我们知道多少人。呀，还是同工们啊，请放下，请放下。这个如果我们觉得我们把它改成上午来聚会，上午时间没有确定，就是不是下午了，上午来聚会，是否对大家更方便
Now we change our worship time to the morning. Is that going to be more convenient?
如果觉得上午聚会更好，举个手看看有多少。
Those of you who like to have a morning worship, would you raise your hand?
啊哈，呀，好好，好好，请放下。
有人没表示意见啊，也许都可以。
Well, there are some who didn't indicate either way.
呀，有没有人觉得说是，上午不好的，这上午就不好的，有没有举手看？有没有觉得上午不行，对他绝对不方便
？Are there any of you who feel that morning worship is not convenient for you?
哦，很少一位啊，小弟兄。哦，上午不能来啊，也有后面有一个是吧？啊，少数啊。哦，那有一位。
啊哈，
呀，我们这都是作为参考，我们没有做最后决定啊。指导大一般的情形如何
？We haven't made a decision yet. We are just checking for the feedback at this point.
我想我们就是家里人应当知道这个情形。现在我们有两位的传道人要负责三个教会的讲台。
I feel all of you need to know this, and right now we have two preachers who are responsible for three churches.
那么一家、二家、三家啊，都是主日崇拜都有。那么除了第一家是在下午，其他二家、三家都是上午。
We know that here we have the worship in the afternoon, and the other two Home of Christ have their services in the morning.
那么我们如果是把它改成上午的话，就事实上有一个困难。
If we change it into the morning, we see that there is a problem.
那就是说两个传道人之外还要有一个，有三个传道人，那么分别负责三个教会，那是最理想。
Now, and that is, we need to have three preachers in order to preach simultaneously at three different locations. Of course, that's probably the ideal.
那么我个人的责任感在哪里呢？
Now, where is my sense of responsibility?
拿过去在台北基督之家的经验来说。
Based on my past experience in Taipei,
我在那前后十年，然后我到美国来。
I was in the Home of Christ in Taipei for 10 years, and then I came here.
就预备好了有些能够接替讲台的人。
I have trained some people that were able to speak at the pulpit.
我想一个最理想站讲台人不是从外面来，从里面自己出来的最理想。
I feel the most suitable person to be at the pulpit is not someone from the outside, but someone who is in the congregation.
就是从我们弟兄姊妹中间产生出来的讲员。
And that is, we will have a speaker from the congregation.
土生土长，跟我们在一起生活，有共同的感受，有共同的意向，有共同的负担。他来站讲台会晓得我们需要什么。
And that is, this speaker must be one of us. He knows our needs. He knows our problems, he knows our weaknesses, he knows our strong points.
所以我们在台北有十年的时间训练一些人能够站起来，至少五六位都能够讲到。
Therefore, in Taipei, over the period of 10 years, we have about 5 or 6 people who were able to preach.
所以我就能够放心出来设立教会。
That is why I'm able to come here to the United States to start churches here.
我们第一家到明年四月就快五年了。
Now, come April, we shall...have a fifth year.
那么在我发病以前，我们开始有一些这个讲台的训练。
Now we used to have some training for preaching just before I had my heart problem.
那么最近两年来了，第二家、第三家都有讲台训练。
The last 2 years we have seen training going on in the second Home of Christ and also the third Home of Christ.
那么就是第一家方面，我们也需要加上去，跟上去了啊。
So here, we also need to continue with this type of efforts.
我们希望能从我们中间产生一些弟兄姊妹能够一同来负担这个讲台的工作。
We're hoping that there will be some of us that will be able to share the responsibility at the pulpit.
那么徐牧师是我多年的同工，我们灵里面非常相通。
Reverend Xu has been a co-worker for years, and we are truly communicative in the spirit.
我在这非常诚恳地说一句话。
May I say this very earnestly?
在美国这个地方，格里汉告诉我们说，75%的这个神学院训练出来的人，多半是新派，信仰有问题。
Billy Graham has told us that the in this country, about 75% that come out of seminaries are new, you know, they are not the fundamentalists.
Liberal 就是一些自由派的太多了，真正纯正信仰 very very fundamental 是越来越少，越来越没有。所以我们觉得我们最妥当的方法，我们自己在家里面，我们好好的训练一些弟兄姊妹能够取代讲台。
So we feel the best way is for us to train some people in our own congregation that will speak at the pulpit.
我不是这里的高举人，徐牧师我们这么多年同工，我觉得他讲道是本着圣经传讲，王老师讲神的话最宝贵。
I'm not here to praise anyone, but I've been co-worker with Reverend Xu for years, and I feel that he is a real expositor. In other words, he preached according to the Bible.
你去听听看这个地方的教堂也好，我们在过去在第一家、第二家那些，无论是长老会的，无论是卫理公会的，你看他讲不讲道。
If you go to different churches, whether it's Presbyterian or United Community, Methodist Church, you listen to them and you'll find that they're really not preaching from the Bible.
讲一些神学思想。
They may be talking about theological philosophies.
讲一些社会活动。
They may be talking about social events.
又没有神的道。
But they're not talking about God's words.
我觉得那个不能够喂养我们弟兄姊妹。
And I don't feel that can feed our sheep.
我觉得我们还需要有三五年的时间，好好从我们中间产生一些真正能够接替我们讲台的人。
I feel we need another period of 3 or 5 years so that there will be people who will be coming out of our own congregation who will speak to us.
我跟徐牧师都是60多岁人了，我们在地上年日就组织到，我们但是愿意尽有生之年呢，好好做这份工作，在这些青年人前做工。
Reverend Xu and I are both over 60. We are willing to dedicate our remaining lives for the work of God.
这个是我的责任感。
This is my sense of responsibility.
我基于主的心，要万人得救，不愿一人沉沦。
God's heart is for all to be saved, not one to be lost.
所以我们需要好好把这份责任负担担负起来。
We need to together jointly bear this responsibility.
要求弟兄姊妹多在祷告里面纪念。
I ask all of you pray for this matter.
无论是上午聚会，无论下午聚会，要紧的是神的讲台，我们要多为讲台祷告。让真正能听见神的道，而不是一些世界的学问。
Whether it's morning worship or afternoon worship, the important thing is for the pulpit to speak about God's words and not worldly knowledges.
作为一个基督之家的一个负责的人，我必须在神前负起责任来，不能随便做安排，需要祷告，请你们为我祷告。
As the responsible individual for Home of Christ, I cannottake this matter lightly. I have to be responsible to God, and therefore I ask all of you pray for me on this event.
当然今天这三种感，归属感、安全感、责任感都刻在我们心板上。
May these three senses that we have talked about, and that is sense of belonging, sense of security, sense of responsibility, be impressed deeply on our hearts.
成为我们今后努力的标杆。
That it may be the goal for which we'll strive after and from this day on.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们在您面前，我们承认，我们时常因着我们缺欠，有更多的负担，更多的责任感，使以至于我们的光景在你面前不能多蒙你的祝福。我们要求您施恩典赐福分，借着今天我们讲台的信息，使我们都能够得着圣殿中的福乐。我们要做一个在你的面前真是接受你责任的人，做一个在你的面前能够把你的心愿放在我们的心板上，让我们与你完全合而为一，在基督里面我们承受主你的托付，做一个在这末后的时代能够偿还福音债的人。我们求你赐福在座每一位弟兄姊妹，让在这个新的环境中间有新的侍奉，有新的气象，有新的托付，能够在主的面前，在人的面前都有见证。我们谢谢你的恩典，垂听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。
感谢主，让我们听了一篇非常美好的信息。我们下面就是落线的时间，请大家打开诗本第27首。唱到第二段的时候，请侍奉的姐妹到前面拿奉献袋。我们现在开始唱第一节。
感动为主爱说，身心不能受。
请会众起立。我低头同心献上今天的奉献祷告。亲爱的天父，我们再一次献上我们的感谢，感谢你保守我们每一个人有奉献的心，也有奉献的能力。天父，求你保守每一位甘心乐意奉献的姐妹弟兄们。天父，也求你，你的名、你的眼、你的心不离开我们，因为我们万民都是依靠你，属于你，归给你。我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。请坐。对不起，再请大家站起来。我们请大家翻到《三一颂》第21首。请坐。默祷以后散会，后面有茶点，请大家留步一起交通。